I'm not looking for records. I'm looking for points. Victories and points. And if possible, in the end of the season, titles. I'm not looking for records.
But the way to those things and the result of those things is record, isn't it?
The consequence of that, but as I was saying, I'm not worried with that. We just want to win the next match, and that's all.
And personally, you could pass the 400 points in the Premier League mark yourself as a manager.
It's another thing that's not important for me. The only thing that matters for me in the Premier League is that I won the title twice. That's the only thing that is important for me.
And yet, you've never managed to win at Newcastle as a Chelsea manager.
Let's try tomorrow.
Why is that, do you think?
Because it's difficult. It's a difficult stadium to play. Because there are a few stadiums in this country where clearly when they see the Chelsea shirts, they make the game of their lives. And when they play against other teams, they look like they're playing friendlies. But maybe this is because Chelsea in the last decade become a strong team that everybody wants to beat.
Nemanja obviously Matic is not available to you.
He's no problem.
He's suspended.
No problem.
He's been ever present for you though, hasn't he?
Yes. Chelsea? Diego was also important for us, and he didn't play, and we didn't want to speak about him. So this time, he's a big player for us that is not playing, but we trust other people. And we forget Matic. He has a little bit of a holiday, a free weekend, which he deserves very, very much. So he will be back stronger. And other people plays, and we trust the other people, and no problem.
What's changed? He got one yellow in the first eight Premier League games this season, and then four in the last six.
Who?
Matic.
Matic? No. The last one was because a fellow player lost the ball and he had to make a defensive transition, and he touched the opponent. Sometimes the referees, they give a yellow card when somebody stops a counter-attack. Sometimes they don't. In this game, Magdin decided to give him the yellow card, which is acceptable. I just hope that in every game when opponents, they make fouls in our players, and when we start developing the counter-attacks, I hope every referee has the same kind of analyze, which is the correct. You stop a counter-attack, you get a yellow card, so Magdin was correct.
And who will start up front?
Diego.
Obviously, Didier and Loic both scored in the last game, and Loic has the Newcastle connection. That doesn't come into play.
No.
What about Didier Drogba? Obviously, you've spoken about him and maybe even staying a bit longer at the club as a player. I also understand he's showing some capability as a coach.
I don't know his qualities as a coach because I never saw him coach. So for me, that's a new story. My story, my personal story, is that he's still a very good player. And if he wants my advice in the future, I think he should stop when he wants, when he feels. Not be waiting for me to decide, not be waiting for the club to decide, him. We love him. We want him. He is a great football player. He should stop when he wants. After that, I know that Mr. Abramovic is very happy to keep him in the club in every area where we feel and he feels that is useful and happy. But that's after he makes the decision of stop his career, which I don't think is tomorrow.
And you see a coach in him, in his attitude?
No, I don't see. I never saw him coach.
But in the way he is?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And just finally from me, Petacek's agent is reportedly saying that he's definitely not going to be leaving in January. Is that
good?
Is that good news?
Good. Good news. Very good news.
Jonathan?
Jose, the way the league's shaping up, is it fair to say it's going to be a two-horse race between you and Manchester City?
No, I don't say that.
So who else, realistically, could... Man United are 11 points behind you. Who
not
else?
Not much.
But you'd have to lose three or four games, probably, for that to happen.
We can.
You think that's a possibility? Of this, yeah. This squad you've got, you could lose three or four matches. And United... So United, you think, could win at Liverpool?
No, I don't say that. I say they can win, they can lose. Like us, like everybody else.
So you think we go down as far as... So how many... I remember last season you said that you thought six teams could win the league. Is that still the case now? Because there is a big gap, isn't there? And you're not losing.
10, 11, 12 points, I don't think is a drama at this moment of the season with... so many matches to go, I don't think it's a drama.
But what I'm saying is your form would have to tail off quite badly, and you'd have to... The complexity would have to change quite greatly for that to happen.
That's football, can happen.
But surely you believe the squad you've got, that's not going to happen.
That's my belief. If I believe another thing, I'm in trouble. But football is football.
In the last 8 days, you'd have had two trips up to the northeast, and you've had a midweek game. Will that take its toll? How difficult is that?
We are ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's not... the record out there of late hasn't been great, has it? You don't seem massively happy today. Is that fair? You seem a bit... I don't know. You just seem a bit reticent to talk.
No. If I don't like the questions, if I feel the questions are not appropriate, I don't participate so much in the dialogue, so I try to answer in a quick way to kill your mood.
Well, you've done that. Okay, how much are you enjoying this season? I mean, of all the success you've had in your career, this must be a great period for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you said the 24 games unbeaten doesn't bother you. What about your players? It must be something for them to create a club record. For the players, it must even if not for you, but for the players.
They don't know the records.
They're not aware of it.
No, I don't think they know.
They must know.
I wouldn't know if you don't tell me 20 times. I don't care about records. Which records? Which records? The record I want is... win the Premier League three times in this club. That's the record I want.
Okay, can I just ask you one more about Newcastle? And obviously when you go up there, there'll be lots of pictures of Sir Bobby Robson everywhere in the tunnel, wherever you go. How big an influence was he on your career, in the beginning of your career?
I told that 200 times.
I know, but you're playing Newcastle.
And I don't need to go to Newcastle and to see his pictures in the tunnel to remember and to miss such a friend, you know. So I don't need to go to Newcastle to think about Mr. Robson.
Okay, thank you. We'll try again next week.
Thank you.
Who else would like a go? Okay, anyone else before we turn the cameras off? Great, thank you. And we'll move to print.